Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is number 12. We hope you have enjoyed yourselves while we have been gone. Today with us, we have Matt and Alex. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Yeah.
And then we have a newbie, Jack.
Yo, what's up?
And then Nick and Laura are MIA. So we're just going to jump right on to
it. I love MIA, by the way. Paper Planes? MIA?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a good song.
All right.
Just saying, she's one of the most innovative artists of our generation.
All right. Alex, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Metroid Prime Trilogy. Specifically, the first Metroid Prime, going through it on hyper mode.
Cool. Matt?
I play a lot of games. I went to PAX this weekend. I'll talk about that later. At my own home, I was playing Beatles Rock Band.
All right. Jack, how about you?
Really a lot of games. Pokemon Platinum, Elite Agents, Hotel Dusk, DotHack 1 and 2, and Zoids Battle Legend.
Nice. Good stuff. All right. I've been playing Metroid Prime Trilogy, Soul Calibur 4, and some Beatles Rock Band. All right, so I guess this is kind of new. Or more structured, rather, but I'm going to list off some gaming releases that came out recently, and then I'm going to list out some upcoming games to try to get through this as fast as we can. Harvest Moon Frantic Farming for DS, Harvest Moon Magical Melody for Wii, Guitar Hero 5 for PS3, 360, Wii, and PS2, Soul Calibur Broken Destiny for PSP, Gears of War 2 Game of the Year Edition for 360, Beatles Rock Band for PS3, 360, and Wii, Muramasa Demon Blade for Wii, Madden NFL 10 for the iPhone, Disgaea 2, Dark Hero Days for PSP, and Contra Rebirth came out on WiiWare. Those were all recent releases, and now some upcoming games for this month. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 is coming out for every system you can possibly imagine, September 15th. Wet is coming out for 360 and PS3, September 15th. Halo 3 ODST is September 22nd. For Wii, we've got Spyborgs coming out the 22nd. TMNT Smashup is the 22nd as well. Dead Space Extraction is the 29th. And My Sins Agent is also the 29th. For DS, we've got Mario & Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story for the 15th. Scribblenauts comes out the 15th. Kingdom Hearts 358 by 2 Days is the 29th. And My Sins Agent is the 29th. PS3, Katamari Forever, September 22nd, and Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma is the 29th. PSP is Ultimate Alliance 2 and TMNT Smash Up. PSP Obscure the Aftermath is September 22nd. And for PC, we've got Batman Arkham Asylum the 15th, Red Faction Guerrilla the 15th, Cricket Revolution the 18th. That was meant for Danny, but he is not here at the moment.
He actually is here. He's going to get a quarter-inch adapter right now, so he can have headphones.
Perfect. Well, yell to him that Cricket Revolution is coming out the 18th.
Cricket Revolution is coming out the 18th.
Revelation?
All right, and then Resident Evil is the 29th. All right, so we've got a bunch of gaming news today, and we're going to try to get through it as quickly as possible. 250 gigabyte 360 is looking more likely, as a South African retailer has an ad for it, so now that makes two, the one from Amazon Germany, and now this one from South Africa. Metroid Prime Trilogy lost its damn. Admiral Dane says damn in Metroid Prime 3 in, like, the second cutscene, but for whatever reason, they changed it to no in the trilogy version of the game.
So, I wonder, does he say, like, damn those Metroids, and they change it to no those Metroids?
No, it's
and
like
it just
the,
now makes no sense?
The No, it makes sense. The ship is being attacked, and he basically says damn, and then starts a new sentence. So, it's not like...
Oh.
Yeah. But it's kind of a pointless censor, in my opinion, because the games are rated T. It's the only cuss word in the entire series, and whatever.
Well, they're making up for it now in the next Mario Brothers.
Princess Peach. Mario Brothers Princess X. Peach is saying "fuck."
They've changed. They've changed every woohoo to "fuck yeah."
Every time Mario and Luigi jump.
Yeah.
Perfect.
One of those high-pitched voices, too.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah!
The Wii Internet Channel is updated and free. The update is that it now supports Flash Lite 3.1, which is the equivalent of Flash 8. And it's free, so for those of you who paid 500 Nintendo points for it, don't worry, you can get a free NES game. That offer starts in late October, and it goes until the end of the year. So make sure if you paid for it, that you get a free game. Lego Rock Band will allow you to export games to Rock Band 2 or Rock Band 1, I believe, for a small fee, just like you could in Rock Band 1 to Rock Band 2. There is a new Okami game. It's called Okami Den, and it's for DS. It takes 2 months, or I'm sorry, it takes place 2 months after the original game, and it stars a new wolf, who is by far the cutest thing you will ever see. His name is Chibi-Terasu. And you can find his picture just by searching, whatever, Okamiden, Wikipedia, Kotaku, IGN, whatever. They've all got it. The game is set for release in 2010. Wii Fit Plus comes out October 4th. You can get the bundle, which is the game and the Wii Fit balance board, for $100. That's $10 more than the original. Or you can get the game by itself for $20, which I think is a fantastic deal. There's two new DSi colors for America, pink and white. Those are coming out the 13th of September. The Wii is getting a black Wiimote and nunchuck.
Sweet.
In America. It's coming out the holiday season, but there's no news on a black console. However, with the 360 and PS3 price drops, I think a new color system is a lot more likely than it has been in the past, so I guess time will tell. Square Enix is considering DLC for Final Fantasy XIII. The DLC would consist of new areas, items, and enemies, but it would add nothing to the story. The Japanese release date for the game is December 17th, and it's going for 8,800 yen, which is the equivalent of $95.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. So hopefully it won't be that much in America. It's aiming for a spring 2010 released over here, and if you want, the controls are online. You can go find them. And
so the game hasn't even come out yet, and they're already discussing about creating new areas, items, and enemies for the game.
Yep.
That isn't out.
Game that's not out.
But we can see the controls. But the great thing about the controls is we can see the controls, so we can pretend like we're playing it.
Exactly.
Huh.
We're like, now I'm jumping. Now I'm casting.
Oh,
not jumping. Sorry.
In a Final Fantasy game? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, sorry. I fucked up. Now I'm using mana potions.
Now I'm waiting to attack. Now I'm pressing up and down to put my cursor on the next thing.
Now I'm saying
yes. Through the story.
Hey, Jack, do you have a PS3 by chance?
No, I don't.
That's too bad. All right. Well, Laura was going to talk about this, but she is not here. So PS3 firmware 3.0 is out. It comes with a new PS3 logo. They got rid of the Spider-Man font, and they're using I think it's the old font from the PS2, and they're just kind of phasing that out as it goes along. They added new cross-media bar functionality. There's a status indicator, friends list redesign, dynamic themes, which I hear is, or I think is pretty cool, but I hear it's not all that great, and avatars. New LocoRoco game coming out this year. It's called LocoRoco Midnight Carnival. New gameplay elements is Boing. I think basically what it is a way to jump higher and wall jump and all that good stuff. So
it's like an elasticity to the main character.
Yeah, more or less. In addition to that, there's going to be customizable accessories, four-player battle and co-op, and online leaderboards. You can only import 35 Guitar Hero World Tour songs into the new Guitar Hero 5. Don't know why that is, but it is, and people aren't happy about it. So that's less than half of the songs in World Tour, and it costs $350 to import.
I think a Guitar Hero 5 came out and nobody knew or cared.
It did.
And, like, everyone was so excited for Rock Band Beatles that Guitar Hero 5 came out and nobody noticed.
Yeah, it got sort of washed out.
I went to GameStop the other day, and I was surprised to see that it was out, because I had no idea.
Well, the same thing happened with Guitar Hero Greatest Hits, right? That's out already, right?
That's out? I don't know.
I think I saw it at Target the other day. And I didn't remember ever seeing anything about it or hearing anything about it either.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Wait, so the import, so it's $3.50 to import some of the songs for a game you already own.
Yes.
How does that make any... Do people even buy this shit?
I mean, people imported their Rock Band 1 songs onto Rock Band 2, so obviously there's an audience for that.
But that makes sense just because...
Does that cost money?
That makes sense in that you don't want to change the game every time, right? Like, if you want to play Rock Band 1 songs on Rock Band... if you want to play Rock Band 1 songs, you don't have to just take out the CD to play the damn game.
Right.
So why add a cost to just be able to do that? Because...
The Rock Band 1 costs money, too.
Why would anybody want to do that? Why?
I don't know, but they did.
Makes no fucking sense.
Convenience. Can have everything on one disc.
For $3.50? You can't. Yeah. You know, you can't really ever have everything on one disc. You can't even have full access to it in many cases.
What do you mean?
I mean, you have to be logged on online for most of these things too, right? I remember there are a lot of songs that if people purchased them, you had to specifically be on Xbox Live to be able to play the songs, even though it's stored on your hard drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how the DLC works for Rock Band 2.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if you're paying $3.50 to import songs, I'm guessing you probably also have to be online to be able to play the songs that you've imported, technically. I mean, it just seems like a raw deal.
I don't know. One of our listeners write in and tell us about it. There's leaked Star Wars Battlefront 4 concept art. I don't really see why that's there, since Battlefront 3 isn't even out yet and is tentatively canceled.
And isn't Star Wars concept art going to be like, I don't know, Stormtroopers and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. What could it possibly reveal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want, it's online, so... Go ahead and look and see.
Hold on,
what
spoiler,
you think about
guys.
It.
Lasers.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ. Damn.
And
just
TIE Fighters.
Damn.
Alright, there's a new Lost Winds coming out. It's called Lost Winds Winter of the Melodious. You can now change between summer and winter on the fly, and I guess that's going to change how you play the game, and you've also got new wind powers. So. First, Lost Winds was a very good game, so hopefully this one will be just as good or better. 360 games they don't have to be in high definition anymore. I don't know what to say about that other than, all right.
Wait, what do you mean? So the makers don't have to make the games in high def anymore?
Right.
Wasn't the whole point to have a new system partly to have it in high definition?
Well, you know, Halo 3 wasn't in full high def, right?
Well, I mean, I didn't even play Halo 3, so I didn't know anything about it.
What kind of gamer are you? A bad one.
I'm an Asian gamer.
My roommate's Asian. He plays Halo 3.
Yeah, all he played was those grinding MMOs.
Right.
For his precious online gold.
Look, I don't even play those games. I just get I hired Chinamen to actually do the mining for me, and I profit.
Ah, the same Chinaman that you use to build your railroads and spirit tracks.
Exactly.
Or phantom
exactly.
tracks or whatever.
All the way to the west.
All right, so there's a lot of stuff going on about Sony releasing 3D stuff. So here's how it went. First, they announced that they're going to release 3D LCD TVs next year, and along with that, they were going to release PS3 games, laptops, and Blu-ray players that were compatible with the TVs. Then they came out and said, you will not need a special TV. The TV just needs to be 200 Hz or above. You would need stereoscopic glasses, and the update would be via firmware for PS3, and it would work on all existing PS3 games. Then they came out and said that this is a technological investigation, and there is no plan for market launch of this at this time. So, as of now, don't expect anything anytime soon. They're just testing it out.
So Sony doesn't even know what it has, in other words.
Yeah. Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma. Alex, you were talking about this earlier. Yeah. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this if you had a PS3. Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, or 2 Sigma, I don't know, whatever. It's going to have boob controls. So basically, if you've got the 6-axis, and I guess I'm not sure if the second DualShock has the motion sensing in it still, but with the motion control in the controller, you are able to jiggle the boobs of reportedly every large-breasted woman in the game. So.
And Ryu?
And that's a lot of women.
Yeah, it is a lot of women. Yes, and Ryu, you can jiggle his boobs, too.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I am definitely getting a PS3 now.
Can you jiggle the nuts of all the male characters? Just to make it fair.
Would you not? Jiggling?
Well, I mean, you gotta have nut cleavage.
That's true.
I mean, just gender equality, that's what feminists are arguing for. I mean...
Oh, you know what you should have?
The
you
feminist
have
in me...
That's true, the door swings both ways.
Yep.
Yeah, the feminists would say if the boobs jiggle, the nuts have to jiggle.
Well, I was going to say, you should also have an option to be able to jiggle the camel toes in these characters.
Okay, we're moving on.
Are there labia physics in...
Oh, God.
If there isn't, then I see a big problem with the physics engine of these games.
You guys are lucky Laura isn't here.
Well, that's the whole point we're talking about this.
Okay, great. So, guys, let me ask you a question. Is Wii Music too hard for you?
Oh, hell yes. I couldn't blink and walk at the same time, much less play Wii Music.
Okay, all right. Well, then let me suggest a game to you. It's called Pokemon Rumble. It's a WiiWare game coming out later this year, and basically what it looks like is a 3D mystery dungeon game. So each Pokemon has two moves. So the entire game consists of the control stick and you pressing the 1 and 2 buttons.
Ah, that sounds good.
If you say so.
Okay, I guess.
So it's got My Pokemon Ranch style graphics, and I don't know. We'll see. It looks not that great, but maybe it will be.
Well, what's the story like? It could be revolutionary.
Yeah, like...
Like Cricket Revolution.
Could be
I don't
a heart-rending story.
Do they find out great. That Professor Oak is Ash's dad?
No.
I thought it was Giovanni.
It was Ash.
Okay.
Ash is Gary's dad, Alex.
Okay,
get it straight.
Yeah, we're arguing the Pokemon timeline here. I didn't know this was much of an argument, but me and Alex figured it out. Ash is Gary's... Or no, sorry. Professor Oak is Ash's dad, and Ash is in turn Gary's dad. End of story. It's in the cards.
It's in the canon.
Wait, which Ash?
It's in the canon. I mean, yeah. I don't think... I'm surprised Wikipedia hasn't caught up onto this yet.
And also Ash's mom, Smokin' Hot Babe.
Oh, yeah. I would do her.
We're going to talk about that later. Let's see what's next. PS3 Slim is selling like hotcakes. In Japan, it sold 150,252 units in the first 3 days. That's very precise. And it's reported to be selling 300% more since the last month.
Well, duh, yeah, they dropped it 100
I don't
pounds.
Think the NPD numbers are out for this month yet, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. Yep. But just rest assured that it's selling a lot. You know what, I'll skip that and talk about that later. Commodore 64 games on the iPhone. There was an emulator. There was an emulator that's been cleared for release. It included five games. Dragon's Den, Le Mans, Jupiter Lander, Arctic Shipwreck, and Jack Attack. However, the app has been pulled from the store because you could access basic coding, and I guess people were hacking the iPhone or whatever with it. The developer is planning on re-releasing a non-hackable version in the future. So, right now, you can't get it.
Can you get it Sony illegally?
What?
Can you get it illegally?
Probably.
That's all I care about.
All right. Sony may release PSP dev kits for free in the future, which would be a very big deal since dev kits are many, many thousands of dollars. We don't need to talk about that. There's a new HD Sonic game. It was announced on the 9th. As many of you know, the Dreamcast 2 was slated for release on 9909. However, instead of releasing a new revolutionary system that would change the way of gaming, Sega decided to tease a HD Sonic game. So the Sonic game is going to be 2D, it's going to go back to the roots, and it's slated for a 2010 release.
Hopefully, that Sega sure knows how to please. Guys,
I guess they were
what do you
I guess
want?
They were actually
a new
listening
Sonic
to us
game?
From last time.
What'd you say, Matt?
Everyone wants a new... Every year, people are clamoring for new Sonic games.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep giving them to us. I love it.
I'd like to see Sonic characters having more weapons and more risque.
Of course.
Yeah, are they driving vehicles in this one?
Maybe.
I hope so.
They probably have guns, and, you know, they introduce a few new characters that you'll never see again. You know, good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, more characters.
As long as these characters have attitude.
Right.
Maybe theme songs.
Hold on. Danny, did you say attitude? I think you mean just tude.
Tude.
Apostrophe T-U-D-E.
Rhyming with dude.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you got some tude.
All right. So have you guys seen the PS3 Slim commercial where the fat bearded guy is talking to a Sony rep?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
well,
I saw that a lot at PAX, though.
Did you?
Hey-o!
Oh. Yeah. So you're not going to be seeing that commercial anymore because Nigeria got mad about it. In the commercial, there's some statement about the Sony rep says, if you listen to everything you heard on the internet, I would be a Nigerian prince by now. Apparently Nigeria got mad and they wanted an unconditional apology, which Sony later gave to them, and the commercial is pulled.
Well, I actually agree with Sony on this one in that, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's clearly referring
referring to the Crown Prince of Nigeria, not to the spam that people get.
Yeah.
So at Apple's recent convention, they were talking about the iTouch and how it's better than the current handheld consoles. Quote, the other handhelds don't stack up to the iPod Touch. There are 21,178 App Store games versus the 3,680 DS games and the 607 PS games, PSP
games.
That's
because any retard can publish a stupid iPhone game.
Exactly. But they were trying to drive that point home that iTouch is better.
Well, for the iTouch games, does it run under any like quality control at all, or how does that work?
The controls for games?
I mean, when somebody develops a game for it, does Apple actually look at the game, or do they just say, we'll let anything
happen? I'm sure there's some kind of review, like, to say yes or no, but it's nothing, like, you know, substantial. It's either, like, does this work? Does it have anything?
Are there boobs in
questionable
it?
Or objectionable in it? Yeah. Yeah, so they pretty much let anything out.
There you go.
Along with the 250 gigabyte 360 looking more likely, the PS3 Slim 250 gigabyte version is also looking more likely. European retailer says the 250 gig model will go on sale next month, and it's going to come packaged with Assassin's Creed 2, Gran Turismo 5, or Uncharted 2, and it's going to cost 230 pounds, which is the equivalent of $380. So I guess we'll see next month if that comes true or not. Halo Waypoint is going to come out the first week of November, and what that is a section of Xbox Live specifically dedicated to Halo. See how that goes. Sony showed off a pretty cool face recognition technology at CDEDC09 in Japan. What it does is it superimposes 3D faces onto recognized faces. And I was surprised by what it was tracking. It could tell if the face was male or female, if it was adult or child, and it tracked the eye movements and the eye activity. So if you closed your eyes, the 3D model's eyes would close. If you talked or however you moved your mouth, the 3D mouth would do the same. And it also tracked head and face direction.
That's pretty impressive.
Excuse me. Scribblenauts, there's going to be a launch event at Nintendo World in New York. The event is 2 days before the game comes out, Sunday the 13th. Which is 2 days, or no, I guess it's midnight, 1 day from now. The event's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you go there, obviously you get the game 2 days early, and you get a chance to have the creative director sign your game. There's going to be 11 Daft Punk songs in DJ Hero, so that should be cool. Pac-Man world record was beaten. The record is now a perfect score, done in 3 hours, 41 minutes, and 22 seconds. And that was 42 seconds faster than the previous record. Lastly, LucasArts announced an original platformer called Lucidity. It has a very, very cool art style, so keep an eye out for that. Very quickly, there's a new iPod Nano. It comes with video camera, speaker and a microphone, built-in pedometer, and a FM tuner. The 8GB version is $149, while the 16GB version is $179. And before we go on to our main discussion, guys, I just wanted to see, are there any games you're looking forward to?
Well, can we talk about PAX?
Yeah. Let's talk right after this.
I'm really looking forward to Assassin's Creed 2.
Okay, cool. Matt, Alex, Danny?
I don't know about you, Matt, but I'm looking forward to getting back to Beatles Rock Band.
Oh, yeah, me too. But I'm really looking forward to some
and
games
I'm
that I played at PAX that I want to
Revolution.
Talk about. That some
yes, I am.
Jerks.
Are you?
That's Danny's
yes, I am.
All right. Well, I'm just going to tell the listeners to look out for The Secret World. It's an MMO that's coming to 360, and it looks like it's going to be fantastic. So keep an eye out on that. All right, Matt, you talk about PAX.
Can Danny talk about PAX also?
No.
Danny can talk about PAX also. Danny, did you go?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wait, what the fuck? Do you think I would leave Danny here when
I
went to PAX?
Well, you never know.
Anyway.
Maybe he didn't want to go.
Okay, let's see. Here's what I played at PAX. Mass Effect 2. Awesome. Beatles Rock Band. Awesome. And now I have it, and it's still awesome.
Back from Blizzard.
Diablo 3.
Eventually.
After. Okay, here's the thing about Blizzard, which is bullshit. They don't put timers on their demos. Well, they don't enforce timers on their demos. So with Diablo 3, you had jackasses sitting there leveling up their character to level a million, getting all the cool loot in the game. So they're sitting there for 45 minutes while you're standing in line. And it was infuriating.
It was ridiculous. What are they trying to get out of it?
Yeah.
Their character does not persist. They lose it.
It was really infuriating. And I didn't end up playing StarCraft 2 because people were sitting there playing multi-hour multiplayer matches, it seemed like. Like, you would walk by 45 minutes apart, and there would still be the same people playing.
They let people do that?
What?
They let people do that? Just sit there and play it?
Yeah, and I'm blaming Koreans on that one. And so I never got to play StarCraft 2. So fuck Blizzard for not enforcing time limits. And, what else? Scribblenauts was kind of disappointing for me, but it's just different from what I expected, I guess. No, here's the thing. I was expecting it to be like, okay, so you have an objective, and you have to spell out things, and your guy would kind of interact with them or something. But what ends up happening is you actually control your guy by dragging around the touchscreen, and the controls are just... Like, I would always end up dragging the objects around also, and it was just kind of confusing. I just need more time to get used to it, I think. It is pretty cool how many objects you can summon. I didn't think of anything creative. Let's see. New Super Mario Bros. Wii is really fun.
How much of that did you get to play?
It's hard. I just played it for a couple minutes. It was kind of frustrating because everyone kept stomping on my head and sending me
in
to my
game.
Death. No, in real life, everyone was jumping on my head. I'm like, what the fuck? I played this racing game called Split Second that I had never heard of that ended up being awesome. And it's like a racing game where you can destroy things in the background by pressing a button at the right time.
What system is it for?
360 and PS3.
Cool.
I played Left 4 Dead 2 and got a free Left 4 Dead 2 t-shirt.
Nice.
It's really fun. It's better than Left 4 Dead 1. The graphics are better. The dismemberment is cool. The weapons are awesome. The guy who looks like Uncle Phil is awesome.
Yeah, tell us more about the shot. Cotton?
I think it's a cotton blend.
Single stitch fabric, yeah.
Yeah, it's pre-shrunk.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's a black shirt.
Okay.
I hate when you get a shirt and it's not pre-shrunk, and then it fits nice, and then you wash it, and then it's too snug, you know?
Out of 10 stars, what would you give the shot?
8.5.
That's good.
That's a pretty good shirt.
That's a decent shirt. That's not a bad score.
It's good for
a
free shirt.
So I'm assuming you'd buy it, yes?
Would I buy it? No.
That's shocking, Adam. Why would anybody buy a fucking shirt?
I would buy it.
I walked around shirtless for years until
I
got free shirts.
I would never buy a shirt. I never buy shirts.
No, you just get the ones they hand out at gaming conventions.
Exactly. You go to PAX to buy your year's worth of clothing.
Buy or get for free?
Get for free, I mean. I'm sorry. How could I say the word buy? That's ridiculous.
I'm not sure. It is. All right, continue.
I don't know. What else?
So it's black on the back? Oh, the rest of the pack. Sorry.
Well, I mean, we could keep talking about shirts.
I think we could have a new niche.
Yeah.
Shirt time with Matt and Danny.
I don't know what else I played. I probably played more stuff that I can't think of right now. But overall, PAX is a really cool show. I got the flu from PAX, which was really nice of them to give me
that
for free.
Tell us about that.
I didn't see Gamer Grub there.
Oh my
god.
Were they supposed to be there?
I don't think so.
I think they had a panel. You missed it.
Oh.
Danny was there.
I did see the Mega 64 panel, and that was really awesome.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, PAX was great.
You saw that at some other convention, didn't you?
Mega 64?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it at Comic-Con, too.
Okay. Sweet. Did they remember you? You're like, oh, hey, guys, what's up? It's me.
No, because I bought a shirt from Sean for Mega 64 at Comic-Con, and then at this... one, I went to their booth and I talked to Derek.
Oh,
okay. So different guys.
Cool.
So they don't have a hive mind.
What else?
That's it.
The panels were great. The Penny Arcade people, Matt and Jerry, absolutely unflappable. Mike and Jerry?
Yeah.
You too, you were unflappable.
Oh, thanks.
You weren't on stage, but you should have been. No, they're amazingly quick-witted and just completely articulate people, and I was just so amazed by their patience too. They went through, I don't know, an hour and a half each day of questions from the audience.
Oh wow.
From retarded fucking, if you've ever been to a panel, people are gonna like people see it as their opportunity to be the most hilarious person in the whole world,
or to get a foot in the door and sort of leech onto your popularity. I'm doing a picture book, I'd like to do a collaboration with you.
Yeah.
I'd like to use your Rex Ready character. In fact, I've already put it out into publication. Is that okay?
All right, well, is that all for PAX?
Yeah. Thanks for the response.
Okay, Great. Sorry, I'm multitasking here. All right, guys, so I brought my friend in here. We're going to talk about Beatles Rock Band. So here's Chase.
Hello. Hi there.
Hey, Chase.
I'm not going to do that accent the whole time.
Here, you hold this.
Tell you.
But it's...
We should all talk in a Liverpool accent.
Yeah, you were really selling it with those one-syllable words.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm not that great at it. I'm not going to claim to be. But, no, the game's pretty incredible, like, as far as Rock Band goes.
Is it... let's put it this way. I was thinking about getting it, but mm-hmm. I don't want to get it because it seems like a party game and not a game that requires you to be... A game that's hard, like some of the other Rock Band or Guitar Hero games.
I would say some of the songs are actually just as difficult as traditional Rock Band.
Skillful.
If you're into that anyway. It does lend itself to a party atmosphere. At least not necessarily party, but at least like four players, because a lot of the achievements are for, having several band members and, you know, the harmonies and stuff.
But you can do the online, right? Like, make your other band members with online?
Right, there's an online Xbox Live story mode or...
Yeah, so, Alex, I'm sure that's the same with the Wii. I don't see why it would be any different.
Okay.
As far as the difficulty goes, I think it's as hard as you make it for yourself. Like, you could just play the single instruments by themselves, or you could try and play and sing at the same time, like the Beatles actually did, and that would...
Yeah,
kind
of
especially...
But that's with, like, a lot of other groups in the other rock... In Rock Band and Rock Band 2, though. I mean, you could...
Well, Alex,
have you
heard about the...
Yeah, and
harmonies?
The other thing is, you could try to be like the Beatles, and you could drop acid and try to do that at the same time, and it gets
really
fucking hard.
Well, you could do that, too, in Guitar Hero World Tour and try dropping acid and playing Purple Haze while you're in a Purple Haze and try singing also and do all...
Yeah, but that's for faggots.
Well, the point is, like, there's the new... They added the harmonies feature, and you can have up to three mics. Some songs only have one, but some have one, two, and three local tracks. And so you basically would have to have mic stands and... you know, you have three people singing
while playing an instrument.
So it's you need to be able to play at harmonies. You need each individual mic, then, right?
Right.
Each person needs an individual mic. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, or you could, instead of having the instrumentalist also sing, you could have. Then you could have a six-person band.
A group of singers.
Each harmony. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that. That's a pretty sweet
definitely
idea.
A party game.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a party game, but it does have a validity of its own. There is, you know...
And it's awesome, and the graphics are amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the art direction.
It's the Beatles.
And the music.
And those little cutscenes that they made.
A little bonus is a real treat, too.
And the bonus song at the end, which is, spoiler alert, The End.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Encore.
Oh.
I missed that.
When you beat the game, Mark did it today.
I also how they've got, like, every single song basically has its own background going on. You know, like in
Different
Rock Band.
Animation.
Yeah. In Rock Band and Rock Band 2, you've basically got just a random camera going from, like, guitar to drum to audience to whole band and, you know, going through that. But with the Beatles Rock Band,
it's like choreographed.
They've choreographed, like, movies to go on in the background while you're playing for each different song.
They're just as detailed as a regular, like, music video or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
But this...
The attention to detail is great, too. I mean, even when you're waiting for songs to load, you have little sounds going around from the studio recordings, I guess. And sometimes when you retry, they'll say take two or take three. Or I think once I retried on the 10th time and I heard George Martin shout take 10, really exasperated, I felt really bad myself, too. No one wants George Martin shouting.
One of my favorite things actually that they did add, when someone pauses the game either intentionally or accidentally, because it does happen, when you unpause it, there's a three count down to start again. So it's actually way easier to actually, like, you're not always going to, like, just miss the first note as soon as the pause screen is up.
Okay, so they adopted that from, I think, Guitar Hero World Tour started.
Yeah, I think so.
That's so. Actually a nice feature from that game.
Right. I think together those two, they're playing off each other, introducing new features and, like, you know.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing. I mean,
it's pushing the evolution for both of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of competition goes a long way, so you have higher quality products on both ends.
I'm pretty sure, isn't Guitar Hero 5 lets you drop in and out at will? So that's something I honestly imagine that Rock Band will probably try to...
Lego Rock Band may incorporate it.
Yeah, Lego Rock Band, Rock Band 3.
Oh, I played Lego Rock Band at PAX.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like other Rock Bands, except it has Legos. That's my review of Lego Rock Band.
Did they at least like turn the like little gems coming down the screen into Legos?
Yeah, like, okay. It.
Nice.
I was hoping that's what it was.
Like, the notes are Legos? Or no?
Yeah, okay. Everything is Legos.
Great.
That's awesome.
I was worried they might miss that.
must buy.
Well, from what I understand, that game, you're going to be able to download all of its tracks into and use them with, like,
right.
Rock Band 2.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
So...
All right, well.
Exciting.
Anything more about Beatles Rock Band other than you should buy it?
I would say you don't even necessarily have to be the biggest Beatles fan. I'm personally not.
Yeah.
I knew some of their songs. You know, I enjoy them, but I don't listen to them, and I'm not like a rabid fan. I don't know every little bit of trivia about them or anything, but it's been fun. I really love the music and the experience that the game gives you.
Yeah, so...
Well, see, for me, I am a giant Beatles fan. And I know all the songs,
well,
and
perfect.
Since I only sing in Rock Band, it is so easy for me, because I just sing.
Well,
and so
right. Well, sing and play guitar.
I mean, the songs themselves are a lot more welcoming in many respects than some other songs in, like, Rock Band 2. Like, who the hell wants to sing Visions? Or, Metallica songs are difficult to sing to, or Spanish songs are difficult to sing to. So Beatles songs are something that everybody could really understand and sing along with, even if they don't really know the words. It's accessible enough for everybody.
Right. It's definitely it's casual in that respect, because I feel like they did intend it for like people to get kids to get this like for their parents, because it's like, oh, you know, you grew up with the Beatles, play Rock Band now, you know, and they know this like. You know, my mom would play Rock Band with me every once in a while, but we'd have to play the old songs.
Yeah, and also, I mean, some of the newer songs in Rock Band and Rock Band 2 and the Guitar Hero games, it's not only just hard to, if you don't know the songs to begin with, but it's, the songs are hard to sing to. They're not singing songs, yeah.
Right.
The Beatles are a perfect band for that. I mean, that's why everybody plays Living on a Prayer. If they had a Bon Jovi pack, which would probably actually go
right.
over pretty well, that's a good idea, because it's something that everybody can sing along to. Beatles, everybody can sing.
I hate Bon Jovi so much, I would never play Bon Jovi.
I don't
pack.
Yeah, well, Chase was saying they should come out with a Dido pack.
Yeah, my mom would love a Dido set.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
We have certain, certain bands like The Who, especially from... like a classic rock standpoint, are very accessible. And everybody knows the songs well enough, like, and the songs are able to be sung by people, which makes the singing parts more fun to do. Everybody will be willing to do it.
Right.
True.
Alright, well, we good with Beatles Rock Band?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Enough about that thing.
Alright, well, Chase, you wanna stick around, or?
Yeah, I'll stick around for a bit.
Alright. So, we're going to get into our main discussion. We're going to talk about sex and violence in video games.
Yay!
This is going to be fun.
Wait, did you actually take my suggestion? I'm not going to read it.
What?
But you actually put that in there.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it goes along with what we're going to talk about anyway, so... get right onto it. Guys, what do you think about... What do you think about Ash Ketchum's mom?
I'll think of it.
She's the...
I think she like surprisingly accepting
way too violent.
To let him go out on your own. Like the first time you even talked to her, she's just like, "I guess all boys leave home
Ash
someday,"
Ketchum's
and that's about it.
Yeah, he's only 10 years old.
Oh, yeah, Ash Ketchum's mom.
Have you guys actually?
Yeah. Did you know
about Ash being in a coma, and that's the entire concept of the show?
Yeah, we heard about that.
That was beautiful.
Wait, what?
I think me and Alex could Eiffel Tower, Ash Ketchum's
mom. I think we would have
and
a very good
time
with
that. And if you don't know what Eiffel Tower means...
Woman of the Year.
If you don't know what Eiffel Tower means, you could look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Look, I would
by
be
the way,
glad
this is,
to
and,
be...
This is coming from...
sorry.
Matt and Alex wanted to talk about video game women who they would like to have sex with.
I didn't say women. I said characters.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't discriminate.
All right.
Distinction there.
And hold on. Why did you say Matt and Alex? I want to get everyone in this conversation.
All right.
Hold on.
Well, it was your
idea.
Who
do you want to have sex with that's a video game character? We'll start with you.
Duke Nukem. Honestly.
Yes.
See, I could see Duke Nukem actually being a very gentle lover.
But the problem is that
he uses all his force out on the battlefield.
He's never coming back.
I don't think he appreciate you or respect you.
No, definitely not.
Kinda
it would be,
up
it would
in
be
the
a one-time
night,
thing.
Catch him getting out of bed.
You wouldn't get a,
sneaking
you wouldn't
out.
Get a call.
I think that's how he treats women, but I think he's probably secretly a little gay.
No, honestly,
yeah,
I
think
he treats his male lovers with a little bit more respect.
He's an equal opportunity lover, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
My favorite female character from any game is that I can really recall is Persona 4 Naoto. I know it's the most overused.
Yeah. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. JRPGs, Matt. Don't worry about it.
It can't be that overused.
Adam.
Anyone
else? Who would you do? Adam. Who would you do?
Oh, jeez. I was thinking about it. I can't think of anybody. Danny, why
do we just get to pick one? Like,
that's like a harem of video game characters.
Is this like an Indian in the cupboard type thing where you put one in a cabinet, it comes to life, and you get to fuck it, and then it goes back? And
are they life size?
Like,
every gamer's dream, right?
Doesn't matter.
Male gamer. Well, maybe some female gamers. I don't know. You never know. Do some Sephiroth.
Oh my god.
You know.
It would actually be kind of awesome to have the soundtrack of Sephiroth playing while you had sex.
With Sephiroth?
Well, you should just listen to our podcast and you'd get that Sephiroth cliff every time we say it.
Okay, if anybody had sex while listening to our podcast...
Write in and tell
I will send you free stuff. I'll send you something
send
awesome.
You'll send
them
in Australia.
No, you can't do that, Matt, because people are just going to lie. We have to have like an
actual
contest.
They
got
to prove it.
Yeah, you have to prove it.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Picture
it
didn't
happen. Picture GTA.
Well, yeah, video with sound.
Yeah.
tell us what you've got.
Either. It's got to be good shots.
Oh yeah, it's got to be lit, like professionally lit.
Yeah.
Or maybe not professionally, just lit somehow.
Needs to have a good story.
Well, no, it just. But okay, here's what I don't want to see. I don't want to see too much penis. I get tired of these videos, these amateur videos where it's like 30 minutes of sucking dick. It's like, I'm not watching this for the dick, okay? So that's what I don't want to see. And I definitely want to hear the podcast. So I want to hear the podcast, don't want to see a lot of dick, and the rest is up to you. The rest is up to you.
And there
well,
you go.
If we can just get you making some sexy noises, maybe they can time the movie so it kind of lines
okay,
up.
Okay, okay. Here, I'm going to give you some sound bites. Or what?
Okay, so
like,
if you want to start
it
the sexy scene
Chewbacca.
Now. No. Just so you can imagine it's you in the script.
Yeah, Alex, you can do Chewie. That's
okay.
Your sex noise.
Or we could set the mood.
Oh, yeah, I could be setting the mood for them, though. So cue it up to this point. Okay.
Turn on the podcast.
Genitalia now.
You're in a sexy dungeon, and you've been locked away for crimes of passion, and your punishment is 40 lashes. With a dick whip.
Matt, you enjoyed that way too much.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going from there.
Okay, all
but,
right.
But,
let's move on.
Anyway, video game characters you'd like to have sex with. I think we should get some emails about that.
Yeah, sure.
Email us, what video game characters would you like to have sex with?
Make it a 500-word essay.
And you know, this would be a perfect...
And why?
This would be a perfect point, Laura, for Laura's sexy time. But she called in sick, and she promised me last week that she was going to do it, but not anymore.
Oh, so and maybe, if you guys want to find our pictures on the message board and then draw fan art of us having sex with video game characters, I would be so happy.
I've got six-pack abs.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to draw Danny long. With a boomerang in his hand, wearing sunglasses in a kangaroo's pouch.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
And a cricket bat.
All right, so we've done sex in video games. Let's talk about violence in video games.
That was it. That's how seriously we take sex in video games.
All right, so first off, I guess what do you guys think about violence in video games? Like, is it right to be there? Is there a point that's too violent? Does it bother you?
No, not at all.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, violence is a part of human culture, I guess. I mean, like, what if you look at, like, old, really, really old stories, ancient stories, like, say, like, Greek stories. Like, one of the most popular ones is that Odysseus cuts off the head of Medusa and then goes to his mother's wedding and then kills everyone by turning them to stone.
Perseus, not Odysseus.
Oh, Perseus. Sorry.
Come on, get your Greek mythology right.
Yeah, that's. I think as a culture we embrace violence, and I don't really get. There's no reason for the backlash against violence in video games. It's just people like to blame things on other things.
So you're saying it's a scapegoat?
It's just weird. I mean, there's violence in cartoons also, but since those have been around for a while, those aren't blamed anymore.
You know, honestly, it always boggled me, like, how people blame, like, these real-life violent acts on video games when there's stuff like Tom and Jerry that's, like, hardcore slapstick stuff where they, like, saw each other in half and hit each other with hammers and, like, Wile E. Coyote falling off 100-foot cliff.
Well, I think that's the thing.
It's okay because he just like accordions when he hits the bottom.
Oh, of course. And he
but
just
the argument there, the argument there is that you have cartoon violence versus realistic violence, and I'm not saying I agree with what the distinction is, but in realistic violence, people assume that you can't distinguish between what's true, what's really happening. So you have these realistic people, realistic characters, really bleeding and dying. Versus a cartoon where.
All right. Well, then, how about violence in movies?
Well, that's the thing. I think my biggest problem is my biggest problem isn't so much the violence in games. I think it's the double standard that's really disturbing.
But why do people focus on video games when there are other mediums like movies?
Well, like I think
where
like
the
what Matt said before, it's
realistic.
In video games you're actually enacting it yourself a lot of the time.
What's that, Danny?
Yeah.
The difference with video games is that you're the one actually conducting the violence or enacting it yourself.
You have the choice to be violent.
Mm.
But it's no different from still watching somebody, watching Rambo or watching the Terminator kill a bunch of people versus you playing a game where you actually are the one doing the killing or you're making that active choice.
I was just about to talk about that. I mean, is it really a choice? Because, I mean, if you don't do it, then you can't progress on with the story. So it's just like the movie would be on pause and you would never get
to the
ending.
Choice is that you get to play the game or you don't play the game, right? You're in the game.
Well,
the,
I mean, that's not really...
The rule. It's the rules of the game are that you're supposed to kill people to stay alive. I'm not really sure, and I believe we're going to go into this a little bit, but with how video games affect the psyche, but... The studies have shown that you have increased aggression. I don't know if it's actually led to increase in violence. When you watch a football game or you watch anything that drives your blood and your adrenaline, you're going to be more emotional. When you're watching a game or you're playing a video game and you're conducting violent acts, your blood is going to be, you know, you're going to have increased adrenaline and you're going to have increased focus on the game. That doesn't mean that you're going to become more violent. And actually, the statistics are actually contrary to that, aren't they? In that violence has actually been... homicides have been decreasing since, like, video games have gotten more and more popular.
Really?
I don't remember where I saw the data from. I believe it was on, like, the FBI website, where they showed that in between... Hmm. Especially when the PS2 got especially popular. Homicides by... people between like the ages of 12 to 18, juvenile homicides have actually decreased substantially.
That'd be really interesting to see. I'd like to see that those statistics. So I guess, like, what do you guys think about the whole Jack Thompson thing? That video games, violent crimes are caused by video games.
Well, I guess his situation speaks for itself. Didn't he get barred from court?
He was a poor lawyer.
He himself, I think he just got way too caught up with what he was doing, what he was arguing about, and he just got so frantically, like, pissed off that nobody was listening to him.
I think he lost his license.
But, I mean, I think, like, honestly, I think the reason he got disbarred was more because of... Not because of the argument, but because of the way he was just conducting himself as a person. So, like, I'm talking about the argument rather than, you know, the person.
So the argument itself seems to... If we're looking specifically at that data, and if it ends up being true, then we can start making some conclusions. First, that video games may actually not be resulting in more violence. More people may not be saying, well, I'm playing this game, I'm going to actually kill somebody. By playing GTA 4.
For a lot of people, video games are an outlet.
I'm not really sure how much I buy that one either. I mean, because I know there's some psychological studies showing that, when you take out your aggression, you actually become more angry. It doesn't actually reduce your anger. I think the point is more that people can distinguish between true violence and what they actually do in reality. There's a very... Go ahead.
I mean, people... Like, when people said, like, Columbine shooters are playing Doom, and that's why they did it.
Yeah, but they were playing Doom in 1997, 1998, right? Doom had come out for 5 years already.
Really?
We're talking about Half-Life has, at that point, had already come out. It's...
No, but I'm like, really? You think that's the reason why... You don't think they were, like, mentally disturbed... You think that it was just they started playing Doom and they got some good ideas? Well, it's just
the problem with, and this is sort of this leads to pseudoscience and also misconception. People have an assumed theory, or even what's probably more accurate, assumed hypothesis, that there's you see something violent, it's going to cause you to be violent, and they don't really think it would almost seem counterintuitive that something that doesn't that it does the opposite, or it doesn't actually lead to anything. When people actually do these studies and they find that maybe there are mixed results or some lesser results, they choose to ignore it because their intrinsic idea is that, the scientists are wrong or the psychologists are wrong. This can't be it. This can't be the case. If we look at the data, though, if it's just merely aggression, it's not necessarily violence. If it is a reduction in crime, then we should be very suspicious of how the conception actually is. Maybe it is counterintuitive. Maybe that's actually not the case at all.
I'd say there are people that, like, in terms of, like, the Columbine kids, there are people that are, like, mentally disturbed, or they're just, you know, because, like, there were sociopaths and kind of, like, you know, those kind of people existed before video games. And, you know, I think that it's kind of natural that they would be drawn to that kind of thing anyway. Like, it would be appealing to their personalities. But it's also, appealing to everyone,
anyway. I mean...
It doesn't mean, because you like it, it doesn't mean that you're violent. But if you are violent, you probably would be drawn to it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the APA, American Psychological Association's website, and they have this thing on video games and violence, and... there's these myths and facts. This one of the myths is violent video game research has yielded mixed results, and the person's arguing that the results have been fairly consistent. And when we look at the language, it says increased significantly associated with increased aggressive behavior, thoughts and effect, increased psychological arousal, decreased prosocial behavior, and correlative studies seem to be comparable. None of them actually say increased violence. People don't get more violent. They don't commit more crimes. It just says that people get more aggressive. Their blood gets boiling. Well, when we talk about a soccer game and hooliganism, same shit happens, doesn't it?
Hooliganism.
But people also get during let's use a sporting event, for example. People do get aroused. They get involved with the game. It's not necessarily a violent thing. It's just that they become so intense about it.
Well, how about Stan Marsh's dad? You know, he gets pretty violent over sporting events.
He gets
events.
Violent over everything. That's true. Little League games.
What are you guys talking about?
What the fuck are you? What is this? I didn't know it was communist country.
Communism?
What are you talking about?
South Park episode. Man.
I think communism works on paper, but in real life, it's
subject to the fallacies of people who.
Yeah,
like any
humans
system.
Are so fallible.
You could say the same thing for capitalism.
Yeah, and.
Democracy, even.
Yeah.
Do you really want to give that to the masses?
Segregation works on paper.
Yeah.
And it works even better in real life.
God.
9/11, never forget.
All right. Alex, continue on.
Well, I mean, I guess the point...
Well, hold on. Did video games cause 9/11? Is that what we're trying to get at?
No.
Well, they're practicing.
Oh, hey. Watch
well, and Jews made video games, I think.
No, I think I don't remember perfectly, but wasn't there some speculation that like the Al Qaeda people used video games for training
they
or something?
They apparently trained
flight simulator. Yeah, but it's not like really flying a plane.
But I think they also
Ace Combat
went to
6.
Real pilot school.
The U.S. government uses video games. Yeah, but it's just,
in flight simulator, if you fly into a plane, you're flying to a building, and you just kind of bounce off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't. There's no like physics. Oh, there's no damage like that in it.
That's so why like they were hoping something different would happen in real life. They weren't really sure.
Just bounce off the building. You know, they'd be fine.
Please don't bounce.
They weren't planning on being suicide bombers.
Yeah, they just actually decided it'd be cool to just bounce off, see if it worked just like the game.
It was more of an experiment. It wasn't an attack.
Right, exactly.
What a failed.
But doesn't the U.S. government fund a lot of video games involving... Like,
well, that's the thing.
Video games
were first founded, basically, by the government, by the Department of Defense.
Yeah, you know, Pong. I mean, that was some dangerous military training.
So a lot of DOD funding went into video game production just so that you have simulators for pilots to practice
and so forth.
And that's if you think about it, DARPA is the reason why the internet is the way it is today. For information transfer, and video games is one of those extensions. Military hardware is military training was paramount back in the day, and video games was one effective way of doing so.
One could say that video games stemmed from violence, right?
Yeah, but you can always make the point that any kind of adversarial event of some sort. Will lead to some sort, you know, it's some sort of violence in some ways, right? Anytime you're against somebody,
confrontation.
And I guess the question is, well,
take a pie making competition.
you're still aggressing. You know, you're still getting upset. You're still being adversarial against somebody else to a degree.
You know, we pinpoint things by violence. You know, I mean, like, if you go back, you go Desert Storm 2, which is right now Desert Storm 1, Vietnam, World War 2, World War 1, Civil War, Revolutionary War. That's the way, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's human history, right? And if you look at any country, they have all sorts of violence. I think you bring up a good point, though, the way the modern media is working out. We see a lot of violence on television. We see a lot of violence, especially in the news, especially in the war, in during wars. You can't tell me that video games are going to be the sole cause or even a major cause when you compare it to real-life violence and you see somebody really blown away at the 6 o'clock news or on MSNBC or on Fox News.
Right, and then with all that stuff that we see, you know, constantly being streamed from, you know, the internet, television, movies, whatever... you know, people are becoming desensitized to this kind of stuff. So I would think with that happening, violent video games could possibly have less effect on people's psyche than perhaps in the past. Or I guess any violence.
I mean, we still
haven't made the connection that violent games cause violence. So I mean, that's kind of, I would say maybe a misnomer.
a fallacy.
Right. Is that even true? I mean, I still question whether or not that's actually true. And it's not like when Mortal Kombat came out, everybody started ripping people's heads off.
That being said,
it was awesome. It's shocking and it's awing and it's something that you don't want to show your little kids, and that's understandable. To actually make the point that it's actually causing violence, there's not a lot of evidence supporting that it's actually inciting violence. There's a lot of evidence showing that it causes desensitization. There's a lot of evidence showing that it may enhance aggressive behavior. But there's not much evidence saying that it's causing crimes, it's causing people to kill other people. Again, by the crime data is very striking. A reduction of homicides as a result of the PS, you know, while the PS2 was getting popular, when video gaming has gotten even more popular in the past decade or so. So I don't think it's causing violent crimes. And if you talk to a psychologist who knows his field, I'm sure that they're going to tell you the same thing, that the data shows one specific thing. If you want to put it into another term, I mean, people pay attention when they play video games, right? So one of the reasons people may be paying attention to the game is because they're actually playing the damn game. There's a famous test in where a group of people were put in front of a TV monitor, and they were told to count how many times these kids were going up and down, a seesaw or something. And in the middle of the video, this guy dressed up in a monkey suit shows up, and he waves his arms around or everything and leaves. What they found out was that a lot of people didn't even realize that guy was there. And what was happening was people's intent, their focus, was specifically on those little kids on the seesaw. So I could see a correlation between when people are playing a game, especially adults or older kids, they're really intent in looking at the game. That's probably why you have more aggressive behavior and probably why you have less of attention of your own surroundings, and you have less altruistic behavior in some ways.
Wait, what was that about the seesaws?
There was a monkey.
I kind of dozed off for a second there.
Yeah.
You would, Matt, wouldn't you?
All right, so Jack,
I'm just fucking with you. You know I love those seesaws. I think, well, it's just seesaws in games today.
Right.
It's always in the news.
Too far.
Too many seesaws in the game.
Or not enough?
Yeah, it's...
Well, it's too many when it's not artistically done.
The verdict's exactly. out on where's the seesaws? Where do we stand?
If seesaws just for shock value or for the sake of having seesaws, it's just gratuitous. There's no artistic merit to it.
I would say a real what's the most... I think... Half-Life 2 had a very artistic seesaw.
Yeah.
A seesaw scene.
That was okay. Sometimes it's too realistic, scene? Though. And
no, I guess sometimes it's just seesaws. Too real, man.
Yeah.
Seesaw ties. Yeah. I walk by a seesaw in the playground.
Yeah.
See somebody seesaw?
Saw by the seashore.
Yeah. I've seen too many seesaws in real life. It's like I see too many digital seesaws now, and like too many seesaws enhanced by silicone. When I see a normal natural wooden seesaw, I
used to cream myself when I saw someone else. It's normally kids on it.
Chase, there was a seesaw in the Secret World trailer.
When
right?
I see consensual there was, adults there on was,
seesaws. Yeah. There's definitely a seesaw in that game.
Yeah. So we've got some more
Should
seesaws on the horizon.
Two
yeah.
men be allowed to yes. seesaw?
Oh, for sure. There's nothing wrong seesaw? With that.
If you sit on a seesaw sideways... Sit sideways Ooh. On the seesaw. It feels great.
So I don't know. There's violence in video games. That's what we have. This.
Well, there's also one other point. One last boring point is in the 70s. People thought Dungeons and Dragons was causing violence and kids to be joining cults.
Just like Harry
Just
Potter.
Just like Harry Potter.
The more you know. Let's move on.
No, Harry Potter causes devil worship. Yeah,
well, so does Dungeons and Dragons, because you have books that are marked spell books, and they tell you how to do spells that black magic.
And those 20-sided dice. I mean,
they also tell you how much damage dice to roll.
Yeah, right.
And how many times a day you can use this spell. So,
I remember there was like 2 months when my mom was convinced that Harry Potter was evil. And I don't know why, like, my mom went through these phases when, like, super religious phases every couple of years. And,
were you the cause,
like,
Matt?
Yeah.
It was like when the first movie was coming out, she's like, "Do you like Harry Potter?"
Did
I'm
you?
Like, "No." And she's like, "Oh, good, because you're not allowed to." Like, okay. Oh, bummer. And that's my experience with Harry Potter.
And then you're like, you go to your friend's house, and he's like, "Hey, man, want to watch Harry Potter?" And you're like, "No, my mom told me I shouldn't watch that." No, dude. And then you did, and now you're a devout Satan worshiper and practitioner of the dark arts.
That's how I joined the Church of Satan.
It's kind of
so
like,
my mom was right.
Harry Potter's kind
evil.
Of like a gateway drug to... Satanism and
exactly. It's a gateway to
it was like
just like video games are a gateway drug to, you know, homicide and all sorts of
eventual suicide, obviously, because after you commit the homicide,
homicide, suicide, murder, homicide.
Can we go to our emails now?
A few more. So what do you guys think about video games as relaxation, such as the Wii Vitality Sensor?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. No, but seriously, do you think...
I don't think we need...
seriously. You really don't think that about
I don't
about
think we
that.
Need a Wii Vitality Sensor. But,
but do you think video games can be a form of relaxation?
It's fucking entertainment.
Sure, why not? Is somebody arguing that...
Yeah, what?
Is somebody out there like, "No, you can't use video games to relax. Just try it.
Weed."
Nintendo is.
Well, maybe someone who plays Halo 3 online and just sucks at it terribly. That's the only game they own.
I didn't
own.
Hear anything anybody just said. It was just kind of like a... Yeah.
I think certain games are more intense, like, intrinsically, so those are probably less relaxing, but they're still relaxing in their own way.
Well, it's like watching a movie. It's
how
entertainment. You're playing a game for entertainment.
Yeah, how about violent
That's
video games
counterpart.
Being relaxing?
To make it interesting.
I don't think video games can be...
Never.
What was that, Danny?
We're arguing the counter just to, for the sake of making this interesting. We don't think there's any way any video game has ever been relaxing.
Yeah, convince us.
Never.
Mm.
I can't imagine even, you know, just sitting back playing a video game and being relaxed. To me,
who does that?
I was playing I Love Ponies on my DS the other day, and it was just intense. You can't even let it for a second.
White knuckles clutching.
Yeah, I know. I broke a few styluses now. Just they crunch under the
I think that's
stress.
Bad. I was trying to play Pets.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Out of Nick's recommendation.
Which one?
Pets. Which one?
Cats.
Which edition? Oh, that no, dude. Get puppies, dogs.
Cats too.
Puppies, dogs.
You need
because they don't have pets.
Babies.
Kraken.
No Krakens.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
With a Z.
It's cracking.
So, although I'm still waiting for Pets Cthulhu. Cthulhu's.
Yeah.
Can we go on to emails now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's pull up these emails. So we actually did get an email. That's a good thing.
What? We have two emails.
So, we've got a few.
A response to
no,
that,
it's not a
person,
response,
Matt.
Okay.
But this is asking for a response. So I'm going to read it, and then Matt, I guess you can respond to it, okay?
Okay.
"Hello, ZWT podcasters. My name is Marty. I live in New Jersey. I was just emailing you guys to let you know that I'm a new listener to your show. I just tuned in to episode 9, and most recently episode 10, and I think that the podcast is pretty cool. Your clip show is hilarious. I especially loved the clip of Matt and Laura arguing with each other over Pokemon Red and Blue. Do they really hate each other that much? It seems like they get along pretty well on the podcast, but you never know what happens behind the scenes. I think that this podcast is one of the best gaming podcasts I've heard in a while. Go us. You guys give good reviews of games you have played, and I think that you should talk more about what sorts of games are good to buy and which ones aren't. I think that's a good point. We should try to do that a little more often. It helps gamers out there when peers give reviews and not some professional reviewer that is probably paid to say the game is great. I didn't realize that the whole gamer grub was actually real. I thought you guys were just messing around a bit, but I looked it up online and it actually exists. I ordered the wasabi, PB&J, and pizza from them, and I'm going to try it out because you guys said you like it so much. Are you guys ever going to review anything else like Gamer Grub? I'm sure there are tons of gaming items out there that you could review on the podcast and give your opinions about. I think that each of you are great hosts. Matt and Laura are my favorites. They are too funny when they're going back and forth with each other, and Nick is also hilarious. Keep up the great work, ZWT Podcast. I will be listening. P.S. Can't wait to see how Matt is going to tear my email apart. So with that, Matt, why don't you go ahead and tear his email apart?
Okay.
First off.
Well, yeah. Where do I start?
What kind of a name is
Marty? Okay, Marty.
McFly.
First things first. I'm not even going to go for Marty McFly.
Hello.
Joke. It's too easy. Too easy.
I'm New Jersey. What's up with that place?
Hey,
no, okay.
Lay off of New Jersey.
You're a new listener to the show. Just tune in. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I think the podcast is pretty cool. That's great. Okay. You love the clip of Matt and Laura arguing with each other over Pokemon Red and Blue. They really hate each other that much. Are you retarded? That was so obviously fake. I mean, why the fuck would anybody ever get that angry over Pokemon Blue?
Why wouldn't they, I think, is a better question.
I think, you have Asperger's disease. you can't decipher human emotions. I'm sorry. Let's see where we go from there. I think that this podcast is one of the best game podcasts I've heard in a while. Why can't you just say it's one? Why do you have to think it? Why? I guess this was one of the... It's like, we're not forcing you. We're not guiding your opinions. We give good reviews of games. We don't ever give reviews of games. And I don't really understand. You should talk more about what sorts of games are good to buy and which ones aren't. Are you talking about genres? Like, all fighting games are good to buy, but all racing games are never good to buy.
That is
only good
likes
to play
JRPGs.
At Target. And it helps gamers there when peers give reviews and not some professional reviewer that is probably paid to say a game is great. Well, I'm actually paid to say Gamer Grub is great, and you bought it. So in your face, faggot. And Gamer Grub is awesome, and I don't know how the fuck you ordered wasabi because it doesn't exist. It's not in stores. So congratulations on ordering stuff from the future. If we order anything, we reviewed Mana Energy Potion in one podcast in response to your next question. It was like Gamer Grub. It's also a snack for gamers. It's disgusting.
It makes you turn red and
thank
shiver.
You for saying that I'm one of your favorite hosts, but that's like saying, you know...
Chlamydia is one of your favorite STDs.
No, it's like... I mean, retards like anything. For a second. So
let's be honest, who else is there really on this podcast other than you and Laura? I mean, Adam,
yeah,
come on.
I'm likable. I'm lovable.
Yeah, for a Jew.
I'm better than that.
But he didn't mention you in the email.
No, he didn't.
But thanks for the email. Send us a million more.
Alright, so next email. Hello, I need help with a game. I'm playing Fallout 3, parentheses, PC version, end parentheses, and I got a little bored with it. So I thought about getting mods, period. I'm not making them. I want to get them off a website, period. How do you put mods onto Fallout Mod Manager? Thanks. Seth.
Stealth.
Well, Chase.
Stealth.
Stealth. Stealth.
Hold on. I gotta start this off with saying I'm really glad you're not making mods because you're way too stupid to make mods for Fallout.
Chase, you're a big fan of Fallout 3. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
Unfortunately, I have the PC version, but it doesn't run that great on my computer, so I don't know. But I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that there is one. I don't know that there are mods for it.
There are mods for it.
Yeah,
and we're definitely
There's a mod that like. Yeah, that's right. I saw that. Never mind.
Yeah, so I'd imagine
this
you would
is
just
like.
You just go online, you find a mod, and you put it on a floppy disk, shove it in your computer, and say, hey, mod manager, take that.
Why are we being asked about this?
You open up Terminal.
Yeah. This is like writing Conan O'Brien to ask him what time The Office is on NBC.
He probably knows
and could find out, but really, you could just look it up on the fucking internet you're on to write this email. But thanks a lot, Stealth. My favorite movie is also Stealth with Jamie Foxx.
I liked the song that went with that, the Incubus kind of tune that was going with that one.
Wait, what?
Oh, Incubus. They're a really good band, and they had a song on the soundtrack for that. And it had the music video.
I've never
listened
to the Stealth soundtrack.
Well, the music video is of them they're in the desert, and those intelligent planes are flying around. Smart bombers.
Stealth bombers.
Well, they were self-aware AI.
It's a classic movie.
Yeah.
Citizen Kane, move over. Stealth's in town.
All right, so this isn't really an email, but it's a post on a forum. I always like to hear people's opinions about current-gen consoles and hardware, console hardware. Topics like if you think that the Wii and 360 should have come with built-in batteries, like the PS3, instead of selling a charging kit separately. So I guess, quickly, what do you guys think about that?
That's a really great idea.
I don't know if that's so much of a great idea. If the battery dies out, then you end up having to... If the rechargeable battery dies out on itself, you have to buy another unit.
No, then you get a new rechargeable battery.
Well, I don't think you can replace the PS3
built-in. You'd have to either buy proprietary, so straight from Nintendo or from Microsoft.
So I guess if Microsoft...
No, what they should be is just some removable lithium-ion batteries.
If Microsoft
360 controllers came with the charge pack, then that would be, I think, the best option. Instead of paying extra for it or just getting a billion double A's.
Well, that doesn't make them money.
Well, I mean.
Oh, whatever, true, whatever. Just go on to the next part.
Also, there is a fact that the one-to-one ration motion.
No, you missed the rest of that sentence.
Oh, you're right.
Motion pulse.
Or if you think the Red Ring of Death is really a major cause as to why people may get a PS3 instead of the 360. No, I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
Nobody is going to buy a PS3. Like, PS3 is going to see some slightly higher sales, but 360 is still going to beat it.
And even if you do get the Ring of Death, I mean, that's not going to...
At least Microsoft is good about dealing with it.
Sort of. I mean...
Mostly.
It might start... I think if the PS3 was able to drop the price a little more... It might be enough to start pushing people to buy PS3 over a 360.
No.
It might be. I think it's a little bit too late for them now. But the thing is, if they were to drop it even further so that Microsoft couldn't even drop their prices anymore, they would definitely be able to undercut. They would be able to undercut Microsoft to a point. I mean, because Sony's major problem is just that the console is too expensive. Microsoft's problem is that their console sucks.
Not anymore.
In terms of the hardware is a piece of shit.
Oh, Alex.
Hey, it freaking doesn't work. You have a 3-year warranty for something that has a 50% chance of dying. That's not...
It's gotten better, but you're right. I mean, it is
faulty hardware, and it was a massive problem. They definitely knew about it before they sent the damn thing out.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
let's not get hung up on that.
It's a different topic.
Yeah, so anyway. All right. Moving on. Also, there's the fact that one-to-one ration motion, I don't even know what that means, attachment for the ration motion attachment for the Wiimote should have been built in on the release, or how the DSi forces DS and DS Lite users to upgrade to play the full library of DS games instead of just waiting and releasing the DSi from the get-go.
Okay, first off,
the one-to-one, he's talking about the Wii Motion Plus, obviously. Well, yes, that should have been built in.
They didn't have the technology yet.
I was getting there. They hadn't made it yet. They weren't ready. They weren't
They didn't even know the Wii was actually going to be popular to begin with.
Right, exactly. The Wii was an experiment, more or less. And, it did great, so they kept developing for it. Yes, it would have been nice to have one-to-one in the first place, since that's what everybody thought it was going to be, but it's good that they have it now. It's not so good that it costs extra money.
So the thing is, if it's supposed to be made for the game, Nintendo will release a Wii Motion Plus with the game. They're not... They're not going to be doing it in a way that says, okay, screw the consumer. We're not going to give you a Wii Motion Plus. You have to pay it separately in order to play this game. I think...
Well, the thing is, they are only giving you one with the game, and for... Especially like Wii Sports Resort, you pretty much need more than one.
Well, true, for all the other controls to be able to do it. But even so, let's say Zelda requires a Wii Motion Plus. They'll definitely release a Wii Motion Plus with Zelda. They won't ever put it to the consumer.
Well, here's the thing. Miyamoto had said that eventually they're going to try to just release the Motion Plus with the Wiimote controller. So if that starts happening, I think that's the best idea.
Well, yeah, but then it's
going
to be out long enough for people to actually have a Wii Motion Plus. So it's going to be packaged in.
Right,
when the next Wii comes out, what's most likely going to happen is that the controller is going to integrate that all together into one unit. I mean, they would have to.
Maybe.
I don't think they would actually separate the two.
Yeah.
But
I think in Nintendo's case, this is understandable.
Same deal with the
DSi. So...
Alright, so in answer to the question, yes, it would have been nice. It didn't happen. It's nice that it's here now. As for the DSi, here's the thing. They are making DSi-specific games. Those are going to be coming out soon, so you're not going to be able to play the DSi games on the DS or the DS Lite. However, it is being used as a different system. So... I'm not really sure what the question is there.
So they should have waited till the DSi came out, till they developed the DSi years later?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the question is.
You're a fucking retard.
It sounds like he's asking if they should have released the DSi
we should have just been stuck with Game Boy Advance.
And then the DSi.
Since then, and then now the new release would have been the DSi.
Oh, no, wait, that's the next guy. Who's it? Kaizo Lantis? Son of Sparta?
All right, so let's move on to that. The possible these are just topics that we should talk about. The possible saturation of rhythm games.
We gotta get rid of it.
I think there's definitely a lot of them. I mean, they're fun to play.
But I think they come out too quickly.
No, hold on. These are possible.
What?
These are possible topics. These are not stuff we should be talking about right now. So possible saturation of rhythm games. Yeah or nay? Should we talk about it sometime? Well, think about it. It's an interesting topic.
Upcoming releases, we're doing that already. Talk about personal preferences of favorite games, console series, and the reasons behind them. We kind of did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's it on the emails. Matt, did you have any more?
No. Just saying, remember, if you have any... if you want to draw any erotic fan art of... any of us with any video game characters, please do make it as graphic as possible.
Be of Ash's mom. Please make that distinction. Ash's mom.
Yeah, if you could
for
make
Alex,
me and Alex, Eiffel Towering Ash's mom. Holy crap! I would Eiffel Tower you. Well, I need me and Alex would Eiffel Tower you. Whoever draws it.
Fantastic. Alright, so to finish up, just going to give you guys some contact info. You can reach our webpage either by tinyurl.com/workingtitle or www.ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. You can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, just search for Zelda WT Podcast. And new... we're also on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page, so just search for Zelda Working Title Podcast and become a fan of it. You'll get all the updates and should be good stuff. All right, anybody got anything else to say?
Nope.
All right. Well, I think we're going to head on out then. Thank you guys for joining us. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We will see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.
Hey, Danny, order Matt a pizza.
Why not? What flavor would you like, Matt?
What flavor?
Topping.
Fuck. I'll take orange.
Orange is orange good.
Orange grape flavored pizza.
Would you like ice with that?
No.
Would you like malt?
Can I have that
a great malted pizza?
Can I have that a la mode?
I'd get a little lemon wedge on it.